harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. A cheerful greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. We deeply appreciate your prayers and letters of encouragement and support, which have helped us maintain our weekly schedule. Those who desire to write to us may do so by addressing their letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. In the 6th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 31, we read these words. And he said unto them, come ye yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately. You see, Jesus found that many people were pressing him in those days when he walked the shores of Galilee. He was very busy with his Father's work, and often he found time for praying in the quiet hours of the early morning while others were asleep. Friends, don't you find it that way today? There are times when we need a secret place of prayer or a quiet place of meditation that we may rest both our minds and our bodies from the cares of life. On January 6, 1967, our message over this radio station was entitled Walk with God. Of course, this message was also printed and mailed. From the response which we received from that message, I am convinced that many of you know what it means to walk with God. Indeed, I will say that I was most pleased to hear from those who were interested in walking with God. Some, no doubt, have walked with God for many years and have found it a very pleasant experience. Therefore, I have chosen to go back and pick up some of these testimonies and scriptures which have been called to my attention concerning our walk with God. So now as you sit by the side of your radio or drive along the highway in your automobile and hear these words, may you receive a blessing as others tell of their walk with God. Without further words, listen as Patsy reads to you from the correspondence. Here is a letter from Brother Archie Sweat of South Carolina.
Dear Brother Willie, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank God for the privilege given me to greet you once again in the joy of the Spirit and love of the heart. This leaves me still saved and much encouraged to live for God. Please forgive me for not answering sooner and sending the coupon in. Yes, I still want the paper sent to me. I look for it like I do my meals. Yes, I know it is good to have the printed copies of God's Word coming to us through the mail if we cannot hear the broadcast. Oh, how I would love to sit up and hear it, but we cannot as yet. Oh, what a blessing it would be to hear it. Brother Willie, I am asking you and all the saints to remember me in your prayers, for I have many ailments in my body, but I just want His will done. I fear cancer in the left side of my throat. It just acts up all the time. We need a closer walk with God. Listen to these verses from Galatians 5:25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And another said, Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And another, Ephesians 2:10, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 4:1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. And another, Ephesians 5:15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. That's what Paul said. May the Lord bless all the saints everywhere is my prayer, and we are still in need of your prayers. A little poem, oh, for a closer walk with God, a calm and heavenly frame, a light to shine upon the road that leads me to the Lamb. Brother in Christ, Archie L. Sweat.
Thank you, Brother Sweat. We're glad the Lord has let you live to be 78 years old, and most of all, we're glad that you have learned to walk with God. Then, here's a very interesting letter from Sister Vera Forbes of California.
Dear Brother Willie, Sister Frances, Kathleen, Patsy, and Willie and Wayne, just finished reading the mission trail of January the 6th, which I enjoyed very much, and I'm going to take time right now to thank you for sending it through the past years, and I surely do want it through 1967. I appreciate so much the good spirit-filled messages, the inspired poems, and the news items on the last page, etc., which keeps us pretty well up to date on various items and people. I am still praising the dear Lord for the continuous blessing of salvation. Last year, the dear Lord was so very good to me, and besides keeping me saved, He kept me in health with good strength, for which I bless His precious name. And now this year, already, His blessings are coming down in copious showers. Oh, it pays to serve Jesus. I'm glad the Lord has made it possible for you to give out the gospel message over the air, and I'm thankful for those who have contributed to help. Maybe someday others can do more to help, including me. You talked about walking, and I liked that. But there is one more verse that has been very precious to me the past few years. It is 2 Corinthians 6:16b.
Let me read you this scripture just now. I quote, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Just to know He is dwelling in me and walking in me, I know He is always on hand for every occasion, and to think He is my God. Oh, it makes me feel so humble to think He condescends to live in me, the great God of this whole universe. How can He do that for us insignificant human beings? Pray that I be more careful to please Him. I pray God to bless and enrich yourselves and your lives this year with His choicest blessings, and may His Spirit guide you each one in the path of righteousness and duty for His glory each day you live. Hope you are all keeping well. Several in the home have had colds. All better now, I think. God has been blessing and healing. Much love to each. Sister Vera.
Here's another letter from California, and is written by Sister Naomi Amy. She mentioned our walk with God.
Dear Brother and Sister Murphy and family, greetings in the name of Jesus. I am enjoying the blessings of the Lord, and I always look forward to receiving the mission trail. It is indeed food to my soul. I especially enjoyed the scripture on walk with God. I am still in need of prayer for the healing of my body. May the Lord supply your needs to keep spreading the gospel. Sister Naomi Amy.
Here then is a letter from Brother Vader McMillan of Missouri. He tells how he rested in God.
Dear Brother Willie and all your family, trust this finds all of you well, happy, and prospering in your soul and body. We thank you so much for the mission trail that you sent to us each week. We appreciate the soul food that we get out of it. I have intended to write you for a long time and let you know just how I appreciate it, but have just neglected to do so. Please forgive. Once during my lunch hour, I read one of the mission trails. It was the one that was written for Father's Day. I received much encouragement from it. The poem read by Patsy and written by Patsy Wilson was a real encouragement to me. I thought of how precious it was for God to be our Father and that He would give us whatever we ask of Him if we would ask in faith and according to our need and His will. I just rested in God for some time after reading the poem. I desire that you continue your good work both by radio and by printed copies of the Mission Trail. If I don't hear your message, I usually read it and enjoy it. We also want you to be a blessing to others. I am sending in the coupon and a little offering to help with the expense. I desire to remain on your mailing list. With Christian love and prayers, pray for us, T.V. McMillan and family.
Let us spend a few moments in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're glad that you have made provision for us to walk with God. Bless all those who are truly interested in walking with Thee. May they also learn to draw themselves apart from the cares of life and rest from the things of the world which would disturb and cause trouble. And to Thee we'll give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Here's a poem entitled, Moment by Moment. Never a trial that He is not fair, never a burden that He doth not bear, never a sorrow that He doth not share, moment by moment I'm under His care. Never a heartache and never a groan, never a teardrop and never a moan, never a danger but there on the throne, moment by moment He thinks of His own. Never a weakness that He doth not feel, never a sickness that He cannot heal, moment by moment, in woe or in weal, Jesus, my Savior, abides with me still. Hear now the song entitled, He is Walking by My Side, by the Carver Quartet. I like this song. We hope you enjoy it.
One is walking with me over life's uneven way, constantly supporting me each moment of the day. How can I be lonely when such fellowship is mine with my blessed Lord divine? How can I be lonely when I've Jesus only to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my passing dreary when He's walking by my side? Days may bring their burdens and their trials as I go, but my Lord is near and helps to make them lighter grow. Life may have its crosses or its losses or increase, Jesus meets them all with peace.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by sending us your request. Until next Friday night at 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may heaven's richest blessings be yours, and a very pleasant good night.